This presentation has been previously broadcast.
It's time to set out on the pathway to healing and light. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio. If you have questions or concerns about your faith journey, if you are struggling or searching for something more, if you are in need of some spiritual direction, our Catholic priests are here to help.
One heart at a time.
Welcome to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Neff. Thank you for joining us on The Inner Life, our program about spiritual direction. We come to you every weekday to give you a little bit of help and a little bit of hope on your journey of faith. And today, it's all about anger. What is your experience with anger? How do you handle it? Or maybe it handles you. Here to talk more directly about anger, our spiritual director today, back with us once again, Father Dave Heaney, a priest in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, pastor of St. Bruno Catholic Church in Whittier, California, and a host of The Family Rosary Across America, which you can hear right here on Relevant Radio, Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. Father Dave Heaney, great to have you back. How are you doing?
I am doing great, and I am delighted to be back with you, Chuck, on The Inner Life.
Yeah, looking forward to our hour with you. We don't talk about this a lot. We probably should, because we certainly probably all know about anger and probably have our own stories about it. But we'll open up our phone lines, inviting you and our listening audience to join us, as we do every day. But Father Dave, get us started. When we talk about anger, it's considered to be one of the seven deadly sins. Why is that?
Well, first of all, it's a very dramatic title, isn't it? It's very compelling. Seven deadly sins. Well, it's not automatically mortal. Mortal is the most serious level of sin of all, but we call them the seven deadly sins because they frequently lead to other sins. They're kind of the beginning of a chain that can get out of control. So we talk about anger as one of the deadly sins because from anger can come violence. Or great destruction. One person's anger can devastate an entire family or a workplace or a community. So that's why they're called deadly, because they are serious and they start someone on a chain that can lead to other sins that just cause so much pain and anguish. Mm.
And then, Father Dave, set this up for us a little bit, because we talk about anger and we think, you know, the moments that we get upset and say things we shouldn't be saying, things like that. But talk to us a little bit and kind of distinguish here about the emotion of anger, because we can feel angry, but that's different, right?
Well, you know, We can think that there's kind of similarity about all the kinds of things that make us mad, that make us angry. Almost always, it's an unexpected disappointment. It's a sudden surprise where something that we don't like has happened. Somebody cuts us off on the freeway. Our kids do something unexpectedly. We get bad news. It takes us off guard, and our first reaction is emotional. Anytime we have thoughts that are connected to bodily reactions, that's called a feeling, that's called an emotion. So our heart races, our breathing changes, and that can actually cause a chain where it increases our anger, because we're not breathing right, our heart is racing, our nerves are on end, and we lose our temper and react, you know, terribly. So anger and getting mad, you know, comes from those kinds of experiences. And that's why people find them so difficult to control, because we have that terrible phrase, we lose our temper.
Hmm. Father Dave Heaney, our spiritual director, let's open up our phone lines, talking today about anger, your experience of that, and how do you handle it? And maybe it handles you in some way. But toll free if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149, our email address, innerlife@relevantradio.com. But your experience of anger, again, toll free, 888-914-9149. A reminder that our Relevant Radio toll-free studio line is sponsored by the Catholic Order of Foresters. More information about employment opportunities and their flexible premium life insurance plans, all available through our website, relevantradio.com/Forrester. So, Father Dave, when we talk about anger, and I mean, it really just permeates all of our relationships, certainly family and friends and maybe even people we don't know, but also with God in so many ways.
Yeah. Right? Well, it actually has the same effect, and I would put it all under one word, distancing. You know, we become distant to the people around us and from God if we have uncontrolled anger. I mean, look, nobody likes to be around an angry person. They can be frightening. What are they going to do next? They are literally out of control. And nobody likes that. So anger, if we don't have a handle on the anger, it basically causes distance. People avoid us. Certain topics that need to be talked about don't get talked about because, oh my God, you don't want to trip the guy up and have him, fly off the handle. I remember when I was doing some reading about this yesterday, I came across a great quote from Will Rogers, the great humorist from the 30s, cowboy humorist. And he said, you know, people who fly off the handle, who fly off in rage, have a difficult landing. So it's I think this is a really worthy topic. I think it's rarely talked about. I agree with your comments at the front that people rarely talk about anger because it's scary, it's frightening, it's actually, believe it or not, one of the virtues, anger, when it's righteous, when it's for the right cause. This is a really good topic, and I think people looking back on those angry moments in their life, how to respond to those is very, very important.
Yeah, and I wanted, Father Dave, to ask you about righteous anger. So since you brought it up, talk about that a little bit. How do we know when it's righteous and maybe when it's not so righteous?
Well, that's a great question, and I would say you're not going to know right away. You're not going to know in the moment. And so the best thing to do is if you find yourself getting angry, you find yourself getting upset, I mean, the most powerful, beautiful advice we could ever receive probably came from all of our grandparents when we were kids, when they told us to count to 10, you know, or as I sometimes tell our parishioners, count to 1,000 or count to 1,000,000, whatever it takes to calm down. Because the first reaction literally is animalistic. It's the way animals respond. You know, you slap a bear, you know, there's going to be an instant reaction. And we say when people lose their temper or they're out of control, we often say they're acting like an animal. What makes us human is our reason, our rationality, our ability to think clearly. So all we need is just a few seconds to stop that instant reaction, to move our reactions to that part of our brain where the better angels live, you know, where logic lives, where we can see things clearly, and then we can kind of map and plan out a response that's going to be more effective.
Father Dave Heaney, our spiritual director, and if you're just joining us, you are listening to The Inner Life, coast to coast and around the world on RelevantRadio.com and on our Relevant Radio mobile app. I'm Chuck Neff, along with our producer Tim Mersch and Father Dave Heaney, our spiritual director, and a priest in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, and equally important, he is also host of the Family Rosary Across America, which you can hear right here on Relevant Radio, Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. And, you know, I've been thinking a lot about this for a whole lot of different reasons, Father Dave. But for me, when I think about anger, it kind of gets lumped under anger and frustration and impatience. Mm-hmm. And when I really get honest with myself, I think it really comes down to, for me, when things don't go the way I'm expecting. I loved your image of sudden surprise. And as you mentioned, it's everything for me from that rude driver who darts in front of me in traffic to maybe someone, asking me to do something that wasn't on my calendar, wasn't part of my agenda today, and suddenly comes up, springs up like a little Bunsen burner moment, which I like to call them. But it makes me all wonder if a lot of our anger is rooted in control or power or lack of it.
Well, I don't have a problem with the idea of control. I think it's our attitude about control. You know, I was saying earlier, once you get mad, try to count to 10. And that's, you know, that's because the anger has already occurred. You're already in a state of anger and being upset and mad. But really a very effective thing to do is to cut it off at the pass, to act in a way that you don't get angry in the first place. And one of the key words for that is anticipation. To think ahead, what are the kinds of, like say you're driving home, and you have an image in your head about what's going to happen when you get home. You're going to get home, you're going to do this, you're going to sit down, you're going to read the paper, maybe have a cocktail, do this or that. And you get home and you get sudden news that something terrible happened to your kids at school, or something broke, the washing machine broke or something like that. Generally speaking, if you kind of go through your head as you're driving home, what are the kinds of things that might happen when I get home? They're probably the kinds of things that have happened before. You know, your kids have been disruptive, something breaks. So that when you get home and those things have occurred, they don't take you by surprise. You've anticipated them and you don't lose your temper. You don't fly off the handle. If you're going to take a drive on the freeway, anticipate that someone's going to cut you off or drive in a bad way. So that when it happens, it doesn't take you by surprise. You've anticipated it. And you can even say to yourself, huh, I knew that would happen. Hmm. And so your reaction is completely different. So anticipation before events, counting to 10 afterwards.
Yeah, interesting. You talk about the washing machine. We don't have a washing machine that is in trouble, but we got home last night after a meeting, and the thermostat said 45.
Wow.
A little cooler than we normally keep it. By the time we got home, the temperature in the house was 65, and so we need a new thermostat, but not on our agenda today for sure.
Yeah.
And but again, these little things do pop up, and it gets back to, gosh, how are we going to handle all of this?
Yeah. So often I'm talking to parents who describe, their children's behavior, and, you know, you make me so mad. I get so mad when this happens. And I'll say, well, how often do your kids do that? Every day. Ah. And you get upset every day. Yeah. Well, because you have this image in your head that today is going to be somehow different, that today is going to be somehow magically different than all the other days. Well, that's just unrealistic. And it's the truth that sets us free. Mm-hmm. The truth is these kids have certain habits that are hard to break. So starting each day knowing, hey, today my kids probably will do the same kind of things they did yesterday, goes a long way to putting you back in charge of your day, back in charge of your emotions, rather than being reactive to them when your kids do what they always do.
Father Dave Heaney, our spiritual director, talking about anger today.